Agus tadnod,
so we pray. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to gather together. We ask you to be with us. Touch our hearts through your word.
Amen.
Amen.
Namhla ngithanda ukukhuluma ngehubo langamashumi amahlanu nanye.
I'd like to speak today from Psalm 51.
Ngeke ngilifunde lonke.
I won't read it all.
Ngicela ukuba nina uma nisekhaya nilifunde.
But I do ask that when you are at home, you would read it. Psalm 51.
Umkhuleko womileyo ebika isono ecela umusa kuNkulunkulu.
It is the psalm, the song of one, the prayer of a person who is thirsty for the Lord, bringing his sin to God.
Kumholi wokuhlabelela ihubo lika Davida ekufikeni komprofeti Nathani kuye emva kokuya kwakhe kuBathisheba.
In the beginning it says, to the choir master, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone into Bathsheba.
Ngihawukele uNkulunkulu ngokomusa wakho, yesula iphambeko zami ngokobubele bakho obukhulu.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions.
Ngigezisise ebubini bami, ungihlanze esonweni sami.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.
Ngokuba ngiyazazi iziphambeko zami, isono sami siphambi kwami njalo.
For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me.
Ngonile kuwe wena wedwa, ngakwenza okube emehlweni akho, ukuze uthiwe ulungile ekukhulumeni kwakho, ucace ekwahluleleni kwakho.
Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive
me.
Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Ngizwe intokozo nenjabulo ukuze ethaba amathambo owachobozileyo.
Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice.
Ivesi leshumi, uNkulunkulu udala kimi inhliziyo ehlanzekileyo. Uvuse umoya oqinileyo phakathi kwami.
Then verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Ungangilahle ebusweni bakho, ungangimuki umoya wakho ongcwele.
Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Buyisela kimi ukuthokoza kwensindiso yakho, ungiphase ngomoya ovumayo.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit.
Khona ngiyakufundisa abaphambukayo izindlela zakho.
Then I will teach transgressors your way, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. We'll read thus far. There is much that is contained in this psalm. But I'm just going to take a few of them, a few points. I want to speak about godly remorse and repentance in David. Many preachers wallow in sin today, saying and reveling in David having sinned. They say he did it too. They twist the scriptures. Yes, he did sin. It was his first time in this sin. You who sin repeatedly, don't dare to quote David. Those words of David will actually lock you in hell.
40, ubengaqali nje, ubegcina futhi, noma esemdala, kuze yonke iminyaka yakhe, akazaphinde athinte leso sono.
Not only was it his first time, but it was also his last time, right until into old age. He never returned to that sin again. Many like to speak about his sin and his fall. But very few are willing to speak about his deep repentance and his parting from sin right until his death. Now, let's speak about his sin. But I also want to speak about his repentance from sin and his turning away from it. There was a great battle to which the soldiers had gone. But David stayed at home.
Now,
And some say that he should have actually been in that battle, but he remained at home. Then after dinner, he got up and wandered around on the palace roof.
phezulu bekungekho ukuthayela futhi bekungajekile kuflethi nje.
Wasn't the type of roof that we know, but rather it was a flat roof upon which you could walk. That is the way that their homes were built. Then after walking around after dinner,
waboni tobazana owesifazana umakhuthi egeza.
He saw a woman bathing.
Wabuza kwabanye ukuthi ubani lona.
Then he inquired from others, who is that?
Ngoba ubebukeka.
For she was beautiful.
Basebethi uBathisheba.
Then they said, it is Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah, who is in battle.
Why say timbizene zela wangena kanjalo esonweni?
Then he called her and said, bring her to me, and that is how he fell into sin.
Uma umakhote sephindele ekhaya.
When she went back home, she sent news that she had fallen pregnant.
David realized
that his sin was going to find him out. As the Bible says, that your sin will find you out. Nothing is hidden which shall not be revealed.
Why say memeza tuma umuntu ukuzolanda umyeni kaBathsheba?
And then he sent a messenger to go and fetch the husband of Bathsheba, Uriah. And so he came to him. He asked him, how's it going in the war? With the war, and he told him. Then he said, thank you. David then told him he can go home, sleep at home, and the next day he can go back to the battle. But Uriah said, how can I do such a thing that I go and sleep at home while my brothers are out in the open fighting a war?
David,
for Satan had whispered this plan, this cunning plan in David's ear about sending him home, this Uriah, back home so that he would sleep with his wife and then the pregnancy won't be blamed on David. Uriah said, I will not do such a thing. I'd rather sleep outside there like a dog outside the palace. There are men. They are a rarity. But there are a few real men. We will see them as we enter into heaven, those who are true heroes.
Ekaya, abafowethu bempini besempini befa ngeke.
So he said, what? Can I go to my home there and be with my wife while my brothers are busy in the struggle, in the battle? Never.
Izimanga sendondo bafundisi. Umuntu athi ngihlale ekhaya abanye abafundisi behamba beshumayela ivangeli ngihlalele ngeke. Nami ngizoba semsebenzini wenkosi.
What a marvelous thing. Preachers, note this. There are those preachers who are out there struggling and preaching the gospel, while then there are those who just lazily stay at home.
Ngikhumbula uJosepha, indoda kaMaria.
I remember Joseph, the husband of Mary.
Ingelosi ithunywa uNkulunkulu, uMaria ukhulelwe.
When the angel came with the message that Mary is pregnant,
mthathe abe umkakhe.
That he should take her to be his wife.
UJosepha agaze amthinta uMaria alale naye waze wazala ingane.
And Joseph never touched her right until she had given birth.
Ngoba ubazi ukuthi uMesiya ukuye, uJesu ukuye, wathi cha. Madoda, nyabona ukudoda, noma nizilima, izinto zenkanuko. Josepha wathi, cha, mina ngeke ngithinte umkami.
He recognized that the Messiah was in Mary, and so he did not touch her. Do you hear, you men? You men who are consumed by lust, here is a real man. For he said, Jesus is in her. This morning I noticed, as I got out of my car, a girl and a boy standing together. I went to them. I asked, are they relatives? And they said, no, but we're in the same class.
And I
said, don't you know that here there is no relationships between girls and boys? No chatting and flirting with each other. Those headed for hell behave in that way unless they repent. Until a co-worker came and rebuked the young man because it seemed like he just took it lightly.
Ngathi uma naphinda natholakala nindawonye nobabili yoxoshwa khona lapho lakwasiza abantu.
I said, if you caught again alone together chatting each other up, you will be sent away from kwasiza abantu. It's not allowed here.
UJosepha wamhlonipha uJesu. Maria.
Honored the Lord Jesus in Mary.
Ati noma engumgami, noma shatile, ngeke ngimthinte, ngoba uJesu kuye.
Knowing that while Jesus was in her, he would not touch her.
Enye indoda futhi leyo.
An amazing man.
Ebalelwa ebukhaweni.
He is counted among the heroes. Those who will receive a special reward in heaven. Now let's return to David.
David isono sakhe sasiphambi kwakhe emini nasebusuku.
When you read the psalm, you discover that David's sin was before his eyes day and night.
Wakhala wadabuka uthamathambo akhe aphuka.
He cried and said, even my bones wither up in me.
Uma uNathani umprofeti eseza kuye.
And are broken within me. When Nathan the prophet came to him, he did not hide his sin. Like some who, when one speaks to them, they start with denial.
When umzali uma unengane njalo oqonda ukuthi ingane yakho ingane kaSathane iyesihogweni, ungasho ukuthi iyakholwa.
Parent, if your child is like that, behaves like that, remember it is a child of the devil and is on the way to hell. But David did not hide his sin. He admitted, I have sinned.
Unathani wamtshela indaba wathi kukhona isigwili esasinezimvu eziningi.
For Nathan had told them the story of the rich man who had many sheep.
Kanti bekhona nompofu enemvu eyodwa. Ubehleli nayo endlini ibilala khona endlini yakhe. Awubeyikhonzile ngoba wekuphela kwayo.
And then there was also a poor man who had just a little lamb who was greatly loved in that homestead. It would sleep there in the house. He just loved it. He would embrace the lamb. And then the rich man had a visit from a relative. And then said, I will slaughter
it.
But instead of taking from his own sheep, he took the poor man's lamb and slaughtered it to give his guest. When David heard that, he was furious. He said, the man is guilty, the rich man. He deserves to die and be executed. The prophet turned around and said, you are the man, O king.
David
and immediately David crumbled. He said, indeed, O God, I have sinned. Forgive me. He didn't excuse himself. But in his sorrow, which was a godly remorse from the Lord, a sign of repentance, revealed genuine repentance, true salvation. There is a type of repentance that springs from a godly remorse. But then there's also remorse which just brings death. Remorse because a person has been caught, because they are found out. However,
Nokdabuka.
True godly remorse, which is inspired by the Holy Spirit, brings about real repentance.
And
David says,
When
I kept quiet, my bones grew old. With my groaning every day. For day and night, O God, your hand was heavy upon me. Until I confessed my sin to you. I confessed my sin to you, Almighty God. It is an amazing thing that he says, I've sinned against you, O God. For we might say he didn't sin against God. He had sinned against Bathsheba. In sleeping with her. And secondly, he had sinned also against her husband. For she was a married woman. And thirdly, he also sinned in murdering the husband. For when David had realized that Uriah was not going to go back to his wife at night, David hatched a plan and sent a note, an execution note, to Joab the general, put Uriah at the very hottest part of the battle, and then withdraw so that he dies. That's how he committed murder. Sin is terrible. It brings about such awful consequences in the mind and body.
Sin
does not remain alone. It hatches more, and so it only increases and continues. And if you don't repent, by the mercy of God, the chain of sin is link after link pulling you right down into hell. But David's sin gave him no rest. He said, when I kept quiet about my sin, my bones grew brittle and decayed because I groaned.
kodwa bengakhulumi ngokuphenduka kwakhe.
I don't know why people like to rejoice and they are glad about the sin of David, but they're not glad about his repentance.
Abakhulumi ngokuyisola kwakhe.
And they do not.
Yesono sakhe. Nokhunyelwa kwenhliziyo yakhe.
Point out his deep remorse about his sin and the broken heart he had.
Ukuthi inhliziyo eyaphukileyo nedabukileyo.
And that the broken heart God will not reject.
And what is it? A contrite spirit.
A contrite spirit God will not reject.
Why say he? Gonile kuwe Nkulunkulu.
Then he said, I have sinned against you, O God.
Kuwe wena wedwa.
Against you alone.
Singaphikisa sithi hayi David awonanga kuNkulunkulu kuJehova kuphela. Wone kuBathsheba, wona nakumyeni wakhe, wone nasebandleni.
We might deny this that David says that he sinned only against God, for he had sinned against Bathsheba, the husband.
Kodwa sibukisise le ndaba ukuthi ngone kuwe wedwa uNkulunkulu.
But let us closely inspect this when he says, I sinned against you alone, O God.
Ngakwenza okubi emehlweni akho.
And I did what was evil in your sight.
Ukuyisola kukwa Davida.
David's remorse was very great.
Waze wabona ukuthi angonanga kumuntu nje, ngona kuNkulunkulu. Ukuze ube necala kumuntu, kuncane kunokuba ube necala kuNkulunkulu.
So great that he recognized the sin was not only against man, but against God in particular. When you sin against another person, the huge part of your sin is against God.
Wabona ukuthi sono sakhe sikhulu kangakanani. Ukuthi wone kuNkulunkulu.
And he saw how great his sin was against God.
Khona bafana bezayo la namadoda.
There are boys who come and men who come and smoke.
They're
not sinning against me or against the mission. They are sinning against God. They're putting their finger, poking their finger in God's eye.
Qabanga ukuthi kuyobanjani uma usubonile. Uone kuNkulunkulu, hayi ukuthi uone nje kumuntu. Leyo nto wayenzayo, uone kuNkulunkulu, uone futhi phambi kwakhe.
So consider then that when you sin against another person, the greater part of the sin against God and your sin is in front of God. If you say your parents aren't there and then you sin in some way, it would have been better that you had sinned with your parents being there rather than that you would have sinned against God because he is right there in the room.
Niyabona ukujula kuka David ethi lokho engakwenzayo kube ngathi ngakwenza kuwe wedwa uNkulunkulu. Empeleni lempama ngayishaya kuwe uNkulunkulu. Lesisono ngasenza kuwe. Ike dabuka kangaka mathambakhe ngokububula emina sebusuku kube ngathaphukile.
David's conviction of sin went so deep that he had full realization that his sin was against God. He had slapped God in the face. No wonder that he said, my bones were broken and brittle because I was groaning every day.
Waphenduka ngempela thina siyavuma sithi yaphenduka kusasa sesiphindela futhi kusisono ubunja lobo.
He repented in a very genuine way. We confess our sin and the next day we back to it again and again. That's being like a dog.
Wavuma kanye washukana nakho kwaze kwaba sekufeni. Ngiyanibuza nonke ukuthi ukuphenduka kwenu nokuvuma kwenu kuyafana yini noGadavitha na?
He confessed once. He parted, he never confessed it again. He turned from it right until death. Are you like that in your repentance?
Esemdala egula kakhulu.
In his old age, when he was very ill,
amadoda akhe induna zakhe ngokubegodola kakhulu.
He began
wathi, bathi, ake sisuke sifune intombi enobuhle kunazo zonke intombi esizweni sakwa-Israyeli. Simlethe kuye alale naye emphedeni, iyona eyomfudumeza.
He began to get very cold in his illness. And then his counselors or his ndunas, they said, let's go and find the most beautiful girl in all of Israel and bring her into, put her in the same bed to warm him up. The Bible says David did not touch her.
Uma kuthathwa intombi enobuhle kunazo zonke intombi ifakwe kuwe phansi kwengubo ungakwenze njani? UDavid akayithintanga. Nali qhawe. Lento ibhalelwe thina ukuba isifundise ukuthi ukusindiswa nokuhlangana nokuhlukana nesono nok tabuka kuyinto enjani.
He never molested her. He did not touch her. See what a man he was. And that is written so that we might learn from it.
Thina uma sona siyafihla isono sithi thulani musana ukusiveza kodwa uDavida wakuveza ukuba umhlaba wonke ukuzwe kuze kube lesi sizukulwane sanamuhla.
When we sin, we do our best to hide it and cover it up. David, though, exposed his sin, and right until now, every generation has known about the details of David's sin.
UDavid wabhala isono sakhe wasithumela kumholi wokuhlabelela endulo ndulwini ebandleni likaNkulunkulu bequlwa lamaculo ihlabelelo.
David recorded his sin and repentance and wrote it in the psalm and sent it to the choir master of that day.
And exposed it, brought it to light.
Wadalula ekhanyeni.
For the whole world to see and to know, and every generation to this very day where I talk about it.
Izwe lonke laqonda ukuthi ubone kanjani izizukulwane zonke ziyaqonda isono sakhe.
Ukuba umhlaba wonke ufunde ngaye ukuthi umuntu okholwayo ngesono uphenduka kanjani.
The whole world would learn what it is when a believer repents of a sin and parts from it.
umphitisi wekhwaya la kwa Israyeli wabafundisa leliculo lelihubo lika David.
And the choir master taught the choir members this song of David's, the psalm.
Ugoba babone.
That all may see.
Umuntu wonile.
When a person has sinned, how he repents and how he parts from it, from his sin.
Ngoba wasenza isono wasivuma wasiyeka akaphindanga futhi wena uvuma ulaka lwakho kusasa usuphindele kulona uyantshontsha kusasa usuphindeke usiphindela kukho uyabona ukuthi khona umahluko omkhulu phakathi kwakho noDavid.
Now I understand why the blind man said, Jesus, son of David. Do you see why he is Jesus, the son of David, this person who confessed his sin but also departed from it? Is your repentance like that? And are you a son of David? David said, oh God, forgive me. Give me a new, clean heart. Purge me with hyssop. Hyssop was a branch or a little bush. And they were taken.
Bese befafazela njengasemnyango msukwana bantwana bakwaIsrayeli bephuma eGibhithe.
They would take that little branch of hyssop, put it into the blood and splatter the place where there was to be forgiveness. Just
nakuzo izinkonzo enkulu zakwaIsrayeli bekusetshenziswa ihyssop. Tatwa kuchopozwe kazini, bese kuthelwe yonke indawo, ukuze abantu bathethelelwe, bahlanzwe, baguqulwe, benziwe basha.
And in the redemption of the children of Israel, blood had been put on the doorpost. Now in the great ceremonies of Israel at the time, they would take the hyssop, and when the people needed forgiveness, and splatter the blood with it.
Ngesinye isikhathi abagulayo, abanobuthoko, uma sebesindile thathwe lonigazi bafafazelwe ngehisop ukuthi baklini bebehlambuluka bebehlanzwa babemsulwa.
And also for a leper, they would, if he was healed from his leprosy, the hyssop would be put into the blood and then it would be splattered on the person as a sign that they had been purged from their disease. And then would be declared clean. Now this branch of hyssop, when there were great rituals and cleansing ceremonies, they would use the hyssop.
Wathi uDavid, ngidinga ukuba ngihlanzwe ngehyssop. Ngaso leso sihlahla esingcwele nesingcwelisayo. Endaweni engcwele ngcwele bekusetshenziswa ihyssop.
David saw his need to be purged with hyssop there in the Holy of Holies where the hyssop was used.
Wathi ukuze ngithokoze uNkulunkulu ngijabule ngicule ngezwe elikhulu ukuthi ngithethelelwe.
He said, so that I may be able to rejoice again and sing with and shout with a loud voice of your forgiveness. Being sanctified. Purged. Never more to roam into that sin again.
David
is an example to the whole wide world
that
if you've sinned, how you ought to repent. How you are cleansed, how you are washed and purged.
And
how the Lord parts you from your sin and how you never return to it again. Otherwise, sinning again and again, you're putting your finger, poking your finger into God's eye.
And
if you do not repent like David, God's foot will kick you into hell, that bottomless pit, that fiery furnace. Think of what it will be like.
Now
let me go to another point. Why does a person fall into sin and into the sin of lust?
Encwadini kwabase Roma isahluko sokuqala ivesi langamashumi amabili nanye nasevesini langamashumi amabili nane.
Romans 1 verse 21 and 24.
Ngokuba kuthi bemazi uNkulunkulu abamdumisanga abambonganga njengoNkulunkulu.
It says, knowing God, they did not acknowledge him and worship and praise and thank him as God.
Akekho umuntu noma sazalelwe esonweni. Wonke umuntu uyisoni, uyisoni. Nengane ezalwayo inezono. Ngoba uzoyibona noma incela kunina isuke uma ingakutholi lokho ikufunayo, iyamluma unina.
We are all born with
isono. Sikumuntu.
We are born with inherent sin. That depraved nature is there right from the beginning. Right from birth it is there. You'll see a baby upset, angry with the mother, biting her.
Lokho kuchaza ukuthi wonke umuntu osemhlabeni uyisoni udenga ukuphenduka.
Showing that every person in this world is a sinner and has need of repentance. Everyone knows the Lord. We know him in the sense that we see creation. The sun, the moon, the stars, the mountains, the river. No one can look at God's creation without knowing there is God.
Ngoba uyazi ukuthi kudaliwe uma kudaliwe kusho ukuthi ukhona umdali.
And the realization that he's been created, which speaks therefore of the creator.
Bekhona abafana ababili.
There were two boys.
Beseklasini elodwa.
In one class.
Bebezwana.
They were great friends.
Omunye wapenduka.
One got converted.
Omunye wambuka wamhleka.
The other mocked him.
Wathi hawu, usungenwa yini mfowethu? Angikholwa uNkulunkulu. Akekho uNkulunkulu. Usho ukhuluma kanjani ngoNkulunkulu ungakamboni ngamehlo akho?
And said, what? Are you now a Christian? I don't believe in God. How can you believe in a God that exists that you haven't seen with your own eyes? Now both of them were fond of hunting. And one day they camped out there, pitched their tent to hunt for deer or buck.
Uma belele wathandaza lokho lwayo wathi Nkosi ngipha masu ngipha ukuhlakanipha ukuba umfowethu ngikwazi ukumshumayeza ngimtshele ngawe azaphenduke.
And when they were about to go to sleep, the Christian prayed and asked the Lord for wisdom how to answer this brother of his so that he would find repentance.
Ngoba ube ngayile ekuzingeleni ngoba ethanda ukuzingela ubeya ukuba sondele kuye atholisu lokumzuza.
For he didn't go out to hunt because of his fondness, being fond of hunting, but rather as a method to win over this friend.
Balale ebusuku balihloma itende bekusesihlabathini phakathi kwehlathi kodwa kuyisihlabathi.
So out in the forest they had their tent pitched on sand and they fell asleep.
Njengamanye amazwe gcwele isihlabathi.
As you get some areas that are very sandy,
ngisho nale eKhongo lalina kakhulu ayisihlabathi sodwa.
Even in the Congo where it rains a lot, but you find that there's sand everywhere.
Bahloma itende phakathi kwehlathi bekhona isikhala la phakathi nendawo.
Their tent was pitched out there in the open, a spot in the forest.
Baze balala ebusuku.
And they fell asleep.
Lo nokholwayo wathandaza.
The Christian prayed.
Kodwa lonomunye wathi hayi angikwenzi lokho mina walala njengenkomo.
The non-believer said, "Ugh, I don't do things like that," and he went to sleep just like a cow does.
Ekuseni ethandaza ethi Nkulunkulu ngiphi isu ngipha amandla ukuba ngimsize lo mngani wami.
And in the morning, when the Christian had prayed again, "Lord, give me wisdom and plans to win my friend. I don't want him to go to hell and sin against you, O God." Early the next morning, he got up and went out the tent.
How? Nankamasondo enyamazane.
And when he went out, he noticed the tracks of a buck or deer.
Wathi isondo lenyala li.
He saw that it was the very hoof mark of an inyala.
Well born. Kanti lenyamazane ifika la ebusuku eduze kwabo wadlula khona belele bengayiboni.
So the buck had passed very close to their tent while they were asleep and didn't realize it. And he ran back into the tent and woke him up and said, "Come, there's a deer out there. There's a buck. It's been close to the tent." And then the friend said, "Did you see it?"
What can't he bonang?
He said, "No, I didn't see it."
What aunga mtele ngengane kwane nje, umtele ngokuthi
He said, don't tell me fairy tales if you tell me that there's a buck and you haven't seen it.
He said,
I've seen it because of the tracks. Come here and look at the hoof marks.
Uma ubuka futhi amasondayo uzobona ukuthi isandu kudlula kuyabonakala.
And if you examine
kuisonda elidala noma elisha.
The tracks, you'll see that they are fresh tracks. It's just passed by here. They're not old ones.
Waphuma wabuka wathi uqinisile mfowethu.
He got out and he said, you're right, brother. Yes, it is a buck that has just passed by here.
Why is it important?
Then he said, brother, the Christian said, well, brother, that is how I know God. I know him through his tracks. I see the sun, the stars. I see the mountains. Those are the tracks, the evidence of God. And his friend just could not argue against it and said, brother, forgive
me.
I denied God's existence because I hadn't seen him, but now with the evidence you bring, I see I cannot argue against it. That is why even heathen people, even if they've never seen God, they see the evidence.
Okhokho bena abadala bebengasho ukuthi inkulunkulu lokho lelo gama lifike nabamishineri bekuzama ukuchaza uNkulunkulu ukuthi omkhulu kakhulu abadala bebethi umveli inqangi.
And so they see the evidence of the Creator God because of the creation. Even our ancestors, if they weren't Christians, but in the Zulu nation, they didn't use the word uNkulunkulu, meaning the great, great one, but rather the word which means the one who was there from the beginning. They knew him. And they knew him as the Creator God who always was there. But the Bible says, though they saw the evidence, the tracks of God, they were blinded in their minds and hearts. And in their confused minds, their hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise. But being fools. And the glory of the unchangeable God, they turn to be that of a handmade thing which is destroyed.
They
They turn the reality of God the Creator into an image made by man, which is just mortal. Do you hear also, you Zulus, if you follow ancestral worship, you have been blinded and you're worshiping something worthless and not the living God. For that reason, the Bible says,
uNkulunkulu wabanikela ezinkanukweni zezinhliziyo zabo kukho.
God gave them up to the filthiness of their perverted hearts.
Bahlazisane imzimba yabo okuyihlazo.
They dishonored their bodies among themselves, which is a disgrace.
Uma ungamdumisa uNkulunkulu, ungambongi, ungaquli ngaye, uyalutheka.
If you do not worship,
usuzobona intombazana isiqonywa enye intombazana, kudalwa yilokho.
And thank God.
Ngoba bamdumisa uNkulunkulu, nomfana use umgqingili, uyisitabani, ngesizathu sokuthi awumdumisanga uNkulunkulu, awumphakamisanga uNkulunkulu wenkazimulo.
The Bible says that because they did not acknowledge and worship God and praise Him, God handed them over to perverted lusts, and that is why you find homosexuality and lesbianism.
Niyabona nini nibhukuta ezonweni ningena ezonweni ninge uNkulunkulu unikele unsatsazele ngezono.
You see, you have fallen into sin. God has handed you over to your sin.
Ikubona amantombazane eseqomana bodwa.
That's why you find
intombazane isishada nentombazana nomfana useshada nomfana. Ngoba baguqula inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu. Abamdumisi, abambongi. Ikho uNkulunkulu ebadedele ezonweni. Ikho gcwala izono.
Marrying each other, men marrying each other, homosexual marriage. They did not praise God, and that is why they were handed over to perverted lusts.
NoDavid ephezu kwendlu esikhundleni sokuthi aguqe. Athandaza amdumisa uNkulunkulu. Ambonga uNkulunkulu. uNkulunkulu amdedela angena esonweni.
And the same with David. Instead of him praising God, singing praises to his name, he did not, and God handed him over to his lust.
Esephenduke isola eyilahla.
When he repented with deep remorse,
wathi buyisela kimi ukuthokoza kwentsindiso yakho uNkulunkulu wami.
Saying, restore to me the joy of your salvation, O God.
Ungangiphuci umoya wakho.
And remove not thy spirit from me.
Khona ngiyakufundisa abaphambukayo ezindleleni zakho nezoni. Ziyakuphendukela kuwe.
Then will I teach sinners your way, and then transgressors will return from their evil ways.
After sinning, he became an evangelist.
Emva kwesono waba umuntu ovangelayo.
Ethi buyisela kimi ukuthokoza kwentsindiso yakho uNkulunkulu. Ngonile kodwa ngithethelele ngize ngihube. Ngijabule ngithokoze.
Saying, restore to me the joy of your salvation, so that though I have sinned, that I might have this, your salvation returned to me, that I might rejoice again. Then will I teach transgressors your way. And sinners will return to you. Marvelous. What an amazing man.
Nanamhlanje uyakhuluma laphakathi kwethu. Wena ungakaphenduki phenduka. Thatha izinyathelo zakhe. Uma ujula njengokuba wajula yena, uthole intokozo yokuthokoza kokuthethelelwa uzofundisa abaphambukile izoni indlela zokubuyela kuNkulunkulu.
Even today the Lord speaks to you through him. You who have fallen into sin, you come with godly remorse and say to the Lord, restore to me the joy of your salvation. You will be used by God to teach others the Lord's ways.
That's the gospel, good news.
Hilo Evangelii.
If it's not good news to you, child of the devil, it's your own fault.
Izindaba ezinhleke lezi, uma ungenayo lezindaba ezinhle,
uma uyithulela ungatsheli muntu, ungashumayezi muntu, awukathethelelwa.
If you do not share,
awukahlanzwa.
The gospel with someone, you are still living in sin. You are still a child of the devil. Let us stand to our feet and pray. Thank
you.
Thank you so much, Lord, that David can preach to us today and we can sing with him and read about how you helped him. Indeed, Lord, it was right that they should call you the son of David. For David understood this mystery of your good news, which brings forgiveness of sin. And a complete salvation that rescues a person from sin so that he doesn't have to fall into it again.
Amen.
Amen.